The Average Network takes you now to the East Room of the West Wing in the North Hall of the South White House for a very special episode 59 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We present the Presidential News Conference, just as though it really happened.
Good evening. Well, I have a statement, then I'll take a few questions from some of you. You all know who you are. A year ago, we took out the evil regime of Saddam Hussein and his weapons of mass destruction. Thanks to our brave troops and my brilliant planning, Iraqis is now free and about to receive the gift of their country from a grateful president. As a result, there hasn't been no terrorists hardly anywhere except for some minor events that weren't in Iraq. What I mean to say is, if General Abizaid wants more troops, we're here to give them to him. He and Sancho's always talking, and I'm always talking, and things get listened to in the White House, and everybody's always talking. And Iraq is the beginning of a new model for new Middle Eastern foreigners who love freedom and democracy. What I mean to say is, we're hunting down the terrorists one by one, and we're going to get them on account of they hate freedom and they're murderers with no regard for America's needs. Now, we aren't coming as imperialists. We aren't interested in that. We're just coming like the avenging angel of God, only evil need fear our might. Some have suggested we should put off giving Iraq its freedom from liberation, but June 30th is our deadline and America always keeps its word. That's why Iraq is going to hold their first permanent elections in December of 2005. We have told the United Nations that they can participate in Iraq just as soon as us and NATO made it safe. Our vast coalition will make it safe for Polish NATO troops to wear United Nations helmets as a part of our vast coalition. What I mean to say is, old Dulfer, he been looking for WMDs, and he knows I'm right, and Saddam Hussein, who was always WMD and his own people, had people who know how to think about weapons of mass conception, and I wasn't going to let him think about using them on us. Saddam Hussein hates us. You know, I was having dinner with old Koizumi, he's Japanese or something, and he leaned over the table at my ranch and he said, "You know, Mr. President, this is a very good potato." And I realized if we'd blown him up, he wouldn't be there eating potatoes with me. And someday somebody else we don't blow up will be eating potatoes with another president. What I mean to say is, I don't like to see dead people all over my television set. Nobody does. Makes it hard to see, and Al-Qaeda doesn't care. They're evil madmen who love death and don't care who they kill to know it. And I grieve right along with the grievers and their dead. They hate us. They hate our freedoms. And we gonna smoke them out and round them up and bring them to justice. And ask what we's doing, one no-count polecat at a time. What we're doing is saving America thanks to the Patriot Act, and when we pass Patriot 14A, we'll all be safer than anyone's ever been anywhere ever, on account of we love America's troops and we gotta have troop movements to keep them regular. So we do, and that's why God blesses America every morning when he wakes up. Okay, well, I'm gonna take some questions from some of you in a freewheeling open manner. Which one of you is Dave?
Well, I'm David Pumpfake with MSNBC LSMFT, Mr. President.
Well, I'm Dave Laputa with the Henderson County Republican Shopper, Mr. President.
Okay, you.
Oh.
Thank you, Mr. President. A number of people have pointed out that violence and anti-American feeling are growing in Iraq. Do you think your disingenuous campaign for war was the right path?
Yeah. Let's have paragraphs 1 and 2, Sparky.
Right, Chief. Mr. President?
A year ago, we took out the evil regime of Saddam Hussein and his
weapons of mass destruction.
Thanks to our brave troops and my brilliant planning, Iraqis is now free and about to receive the gift of their country from a grateful president.
Why agree with me?
As a result, there hasn't been no terrorists hardly anywhere except for some minor events that weren't in Iraq. What I mean to say is, if General Abizaid wants more troops, we're here to give them to
him. Well, that's a good one.
Sancho is always talking, and I'm always talking, and things get listened to in the White House, and everybody's always talking. And Iraq is the beginning of a new model for new Middle Eastern foreigners.
Okay.
Freedom
let's see.
Mr. President, you just played back part of your opening
comments. Why, sit down, creep. You had yours. Which one of you is Stu?
Stew Iambic, Punjab, Pennsylvania Bullfrog Gazette, Mr. President. Has the Iraq incursion distracted you from the hunt for Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda?
Yeah. Sparky, paragraph 3.
Yes, sir.
What I mean to say this is, one. We're hunting down the terrorists one by one, and we're going to get them on account of they hate freedom and they're murderers with no regard for America's needs. Now, we aren't coming as imperialists. We aren't interested in that. We're just coming like the avenging angel of God, only evil need fear our might.
Okay, next question. King John of Commie News Network.
Mr. President, there are over 100,000 American troops in Iraq, over 12,000 British, about 10,000 other nations, but there are over 20,000 so-called security hired guns from odd little companies owned in part by Halliburton and its subsidiary, Kellogg, Brown and Root. People find that suspicious. Does that concern you?
Paragraph 7, Sparky.
Yes, sir.
What I mean to say is, I don't like to see dead people all over my television set. Nobody does. Makes it hard to see, and Al-Qaeda doesn't
care.
Tough
but gentle.
They're evil madmen who love death and don't care who they kill to know it.
Mr. President, that did not even touch upon my question.
Well, don't go off script no more. You're lucky we'll even let you in. Okay, you the fat, bald guy. You Waldo?
No, sir. Over here. I'm Waldo Distopoulos of Channel 71 in Creble Falls, Idaho. Mr. President, we've searched our records, we've searched on the web, we've searched everywhere, and we can't find a single instance where you or any of your administration have ever admitted to ever making a mistake. Have you ever made a mistake and admitted it, sir?
Yeah. Sparky, paragraph 6.
Aye, aye, Mr. President.
What I mean to say is,
man, that's good stuff.
He been looking for WMDs, and he knows I'm right, and Saddam Hussein, who was always WMDing his own people.
You telling me?
Knew how to think about weapons of mass conception.
Huh.
And I wasn't going to let him think about using them on us. Saddam Hussein hates us.
They're pretty good, huh?
This is ridiculous. I'm a good Republican, and even I can't stomach it. This is no press conference.
Luther, terminate disruption.
Come along, Mr.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
Mr. President, Helen St. Gordo of the Excoriated Press. Sir, Waldo was right. This is no way to run a press conference, and don't call your burly thug guards. I'm 93 and I can take them. Why won't you allow a real press conference?
Paragraph 8, Sparky.
Yes, sir.
What we're doing is saving America thanks to the Patriot Act, and when we pass Patriot 14A, we'll all be safer than anyone's ever been anywhere ever.
On there you go,
we
Helen.
Love America's troops.
Luther?
We've got to have troop movements to keep them regular.
That's
so
no
we do.
Answer.
And that's why
off
God
of me,
blesses
ape.
America every morning when he wakes
ow.
Up.
Ow! Oh, why
well, everybody, sure
no.
been fun. Ah. Glad you all could come. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. See you around sometime.
Boy, some press conference.
If I'd paid to get in, I'd demand my money back.
I thought it was weird.
Oh, really? It wasn't much worse than the old pre-scripted conferences.
Yes, it was.
Oh, sorry, Helen. I guess you're right.
The 59th episode of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network, The Little Dears. Original music by the New Codpiece Band. All celebrity impersonations were woven of fabric so rare and fine that a single yard of it sells in many bewhiskered outlying regions for more than 2 sheep, which are then transported by trained pigeons directly to your local radio and into your ears without charge to you, the paying customer. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned!